So as we think about the power of words in the realm of Bein Adam LaMakom, between us and Hashem, so davening is obviously the most direct, the most immediate way of expressing and connecting to Hashem through words. So there is a beautiful essay, which you have a piece of it in front of you, on tefillah and its relationship to dibur, to words. And it comes from a really spectacular person who just passed away a couple of years ago. If you were to have seen him on the street, you probably could peg him. You know, you would have expected maybe an older European gentleman, you know, wearing the Kangol cap, clean-shaven, thin, short, white hair, round face, built, not too tall. But this man, who was a cheese proprietor living in Tel Aviv, also moonlighted as a great mikubal. His nickname was the Chalban, which literally means the cheesemaker. But people would go to him for brachos, and he gave shiurim with remarkable insights based on Torah Sanistar, on Kabbalah. And so they started publishing some of the shiurim during his lifetime, and you could get some of the svarim. So I have a few of them. So this sefer that you're looking at in front of you, this piece, it's called, the sefer is called Talalei Chaim, because his name was Reb Chaim Cohen, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And this is a set, this is one of the svarim on Chumash. So this essay, it appears in Parshas Yisro, and the title of the essay is Va'asim Devarai Beficha, which is what we're going to focus right now. And I put my words in your mouth. Skulas hadibur vahatvila, the treasure, the quality of dibur, of speech, and tefillah. So what the Chalban, the cheesemaker, is going to untangle for us, or maybe enlighten us, better word, is to the realization of the capacity that we have when we speak to Hashem, when we use our dibur, our koach of speech, in our davening. So let's go to the second line, to this pasuk that he's referencing. A pasuk toward the end of Yeshaya. Second line here. Va'osim dvarai beficha, says the prophet Yeshaya, I will put my words in your mouth. Uvitzel yodi kasisicha, and in the shade of my hand I've covered you. Lintoa shamayim, to plant the heavens, v'lisod aretz, and to found the earth, to create a foundation for the earth, v'lemor l'tzion, and to say to Tzion, ami ata. You are my people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've put my words in your mouth, and I have given you shade to create the world and say that you are my people. So the reason why the Chalban chooses to talk about tefillah in this context is because it's associated with Matan Torah. But we're just going to focus on this from the tefillah side, but there is a whole element here that relates to Matan Torah. So he quotes a passage to enlighten us into what this means for us practically. What does it mean that Hashem has given us dvarim, words? So to appreciate this, he quotes a piece from the Halakha Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Rabbi Nachman had a student whose name was Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Nosson wrote down many of the teachings of Rabbi Nachman. This section is Likutei Maharan, the collection of teachings from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It's in the indent here. He explains the following. Ubechina hazos, says Rabbi Nachman, this bechina, bechina means quality or aspect or dimension, an element. Hainu, this is what we call V'Yosef Hu Hashalit. Yosef was in charge. Okay, so he's going to teach us a Kabbalistic insight, which is going to be beyond my comprehension. Maybe you'll get it. Hu bechinas, it's an aspect of melupum. What is a melupum? Does anybody know what melupum is? It's a nikuda. It's a vowel. It's the u vowel. That's what we call melupum. So the word melupum, if you broke it down into component parts, that sounds like the word malay, full, p, mouth, pum. Ki hamalupum, hu haosio's third line here in the piece, malay pum. Pum is Aramaic for mouth. So with a full mouth, malupum, that is the expression of Yosef, hu hashalit. So this is a Kabbalistic idea, which I can't understand to the full extent, but he's trying to get us to understand on our level something. What was Yosef's job? What was he responsible for in Egypt? He was responsible for Parnassa, for economic stability, for prosperity. He was responsible for doling out to everyone what they would receive. Says Rabbi Nachman, based on this super Kabbalistic idea, that the capacity of Yosef to provide is associated with this idea of malei fum, with a mouth. Lohoros, to teach us, shekli hashefa, the vehicle for abundance, hainu hapeh shel hatzadik, that is the mouth of the righteous person. It's full of the divine of Hashem. Says Rabbi Nachman, ki l'chora kasha, I want to understand. He bolds it here, but it's not bold in the original. Lama anu tzrichim l'tfila. Why do we need to daven? Specifically, the part of davening that's asking for things. We ask Hashem for health. We ask Him for nachas, peace, tranquility, all the things that we ask for. Why do we have to ask Him? Hashem Yisbarach Yodea Machshavos. So here says Rabbi Nachman, this is the answer, that we become Yosef HaTzadik. We become the providers of all of that goodness in the world. We open that door by speaking. Avol, says Rabbi Nachman, fifth line here in the indent, machmas, because shahadibur hu kli hashefa, because our mouth, our speech, is the vehicle for bringing abundance in the world. Shebehem mekavlam hashefa, that's how we're going to receive bracha from Hashem. Kamo shekasov, like it says in the pasuk, vivarech eschem kaasher diber lachem. Moshe says Hashem should bless us like He spoke. Speech is the source of blessing. It's a similar idea to what we thought about when we talked about Bein Adam LaChaveiro, that davar is related to dibur, that when you say something about someone, it becomes a thing. It's true also in Ruchnius. The dibur, the speech, the asking Hashem for something, that's what makes it into a davar, into a thing. That becomes reality for us. Hainu lefi hadibur kein hashefa. If we don't ask, Hashem wants to give us tons of things, but until we verbalize it, it doesn't become a davar, it doesn't become a thing. It just remains as a bracha that Hashem wants to give us. Im hadibur hu kli hashefa hu b'shleimus hu b'mloa. If the speech is a vessel which is It's full. It's appropriate. Aza yecholu mekabel behem rav shefa. Then a person can receive much blessing. Now this is the flip side of it. This is what the Chavetz Chaim talks about in Shara Zechira in the Shemiras Halashon. That if we have a mouth which is clean, it speaks appropriately, positively, in general in life, so then it becomes a vessel that's ready to receive. So Rav Nachman kind of is introducing another layer, which is, number one, our mouth makes us into the Yosefs. By asking Hashem for something, that's what brings it into the world. But that mouth, therefore, is a utensil. It's a vehicle. It needs to be maintained. It needs to be kept in good spiritual condition. V'hadiburim shel hatzadik. Of course, the dibur of the tzadik. That's why when a tzaddik davens, oftentimes people go to a tzaddik for a bracha. It's because their koach hadibur is refined. They don't rank on other people. They don't speak lashon hara or nivul peh, other things like that. So now we understand, says Rabbi Nachman, how our speech relates to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to davening. Because number one, it opens the gate. But now we have a responsibility to make sure that it's in good working condition. And this is what the Chalban explains. He says, look on the third line. Look in the third line here in the bottom paragraph. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we all know this, Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamov al kol ma'asav. Hashem is good. He's the source of all goodness. He has compassion for all of us, his creatures. U'bevadai, says the Chalban, certainly, who wrote Seshiye Tov Lekulam Vishukulam Yubriim. Hashem Yisbarach, he wants it to be good for us. He wants us all to be healthy. Ella, who Asher Amarnu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the language. Masar, he handed over as his galus ritzono ba'olamos b'yad Yisrael. He gave us the keys to unlock our own goodness. He says, I'm pouring it in. Here's the key. Just open the door. V'nimtza. Sha'af al pi. Even though Shakarish Baruch Hu ba'atzmo rotza bevadai ge'ulo refuah bracha l'chol Yisrael. Even though Hashem certainly wishes for all of us to have all these good things. Redemption. Health. Blessing. Befoal. But practically, haratzon lo yizgale. That will of Hashem wants it, but it won't be revealed. In Bnei Yisrael, if we, the Jewish people, lo yegalu osa b'mitzius, we have to make it into a thing, into a davar, through our dibur. Not that he needs us, because he needs us to ask for it, so to speak. He needs us to actualize it, that by speaking, we're opening those gates. Mikoach tfilasam. And this is true for everybody. Va'amech kulam tzadikim. Each one of us has a little piece of a tzadik. Each one of us has the capacity to open a gate. And sometimes many more gates than we think. Mikoach tfilasam. From the koach of their tfila, ha-ma'oreres, which ma'oreres means it generates, u'megale, and it reveals. Ha-ratzon ha-amok besoch libam l'gu'ula v'shefa bracha. It expresses what we really want inside. Says Rav Kook in the introduction to his commentary on Tefillah, you know, years ago, I think it was right at the end of his life, his son Rav Tzvi Yehuda Zecher Tzadik Livracha put together Rav Kook's comments into a siddur called Olas Raya. And in the beginning, he has a few essays where they collected from different places his insights on Tefillah. And he says, in one of those essays, he says, you know, the neshama, tamid mispalelas. Our neshama, our inner ratzon, is always there, is always davening. It's just that the practical davening that we do, when we turn to the Rabbono Shel Olam and verbalize it, it expresses that inner ratzon in the world. But otherwise, it's only on the level of the neshama. Our inner neshama, that deep, deep place that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that same place that Hashem is expressing that He wants there to be goodness in the world. He wants there to be bracha. That's His ratzon. That's our ratzon. That's the neshama. That's tamid mishtokek. But we need to express it. We need to verbalize it. Ratzon Hashem, says the Chalban, hu hashoresh l'chol habracha kula. Obviously, Hashem's ratzon, that's the source of everything. However, and this is another way of imagining it, says the Chalban, Shirak b'merome shemaya, only in the heavens, Ratzon Hashem meir betokef ubebehirus. Only in heaven is the Ratzon Hashem clear, visible, does it shine. Up there, Hashem's Ratzon is very clear. But down here, who is responsible for expressing the Ratzon Hashem? We are, through davening. Ulam betachtios aretz. But in the earthly existence that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, look at the next line, second to last line of the page, Gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehadavar Tolui, last line, Biritzonam Shal Yisrael. He gave the keys over to us. He empowered us to express that Ratzon. What an amazing idea of this Ramban about davening. Usually we think about davening, we're asking Hashem for something, right? Hashem Kivyachal is over there, we're over here, we're asking him to give us something. So then we say, well, wait a second. Hashem already knows what we need, so why are we asking him? So the first layer of understanding of the Chalban is, imagine if somebody was on the top and they were pouring water through, you know, there was like, imagine like a submarine, there's tons of water on top. If you want to let some water in the submarine, you have to open the hatch. The water is there, you just got to open the hatch. But now the Chalban is saying something even deeper. What does it mean that we bring Shefa into our lives and into the world through Tefillah? It's that we're actually revealing the Ratzon Hashem. When we ask for Hashem to give us life, we're actually expressing His Ratzon, because He wants to give us life. When we ask for health, for parnasa, for success, for nachas, for shalva, what we're doing is we're expressing His Ratzon, which is deep within us. Never thought about that before in that way. It's not just that He gives us the keys. It's Him saying, I'm looking for you because this is what I want to do. You just have to bring it out in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a Dira B'tachtonim. He wants to exist in the world. He asks us to do that. So through our davening, through making our ritzonos, ratzon kadosh v'tar, when we ask for parnasa, we're asking for a specific reason. We ask for parnasa because we want to be able to sustain ourselves, to do good in the world, to take care of people, to take care of ourselves, to be the emissaries, the agents of Hashem. So it turns out, says the Chalban, that we become those who express the Ratzon Hashem when we daven. And that, if you now bring it back, come back to the top where that pasuk says, "Va'asim dvarai beficha," I put my words in your mouth. Uvitzel yodik sisicha, lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz, to plant the heavens and to found the earth, to build the world. How do you build the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He has a ratzon to build the world. What does He do? He gives us the koach of tefillah. Va'asim dvarai beficha. And He says to us, dig deep, realize that within ourselves, we have the capacity when we ask for something from Hashem to actually build the world. We become those builders, those notei shamayim, v'yisod aretz. Through our dibur, the world exists. We become the Yosef, the Shalit al Haaretz. Mechayim Esim b'ma'amaro, we bring life to the world because we are Megala. We reveal what Hashem wants. That's deep within us, that Ratzon Hashem, He has empowered us to live that and to bring that into the world, specifically through our Dibur. Fascinating idea from the Chalban, based on Rabbi Nachman.